What happens when the host of a marriage and family show opens the mic up to his own family for a no-holds-barred Q&A? Well, you get the Family Time Q&A podcast, a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. Join us as we tackle issues, have fun, and share memories to help you build a marriage and family that leaves a legacy.
Welcome to Family Time Q&A Podcast, episode 49. I'm your host, Emma, from Beauty XOXO Dance on YouTube. And my guest on today's episode loves the Hello Kitty jelly beans, but only when they're mommies, talks about nothing but microphones, and always leaves his coffee in the microwave.
Ooh, that reminds me, my coffee's in the microwave. And you know, hey, good job, by the way. So yeah, I'm not the host today. This is so weird. Like, I'm not in control of the flow of the episode. This is all you. But yeah, those Hello Kitty Jelly Bellies, they're only good when they're mommy's. Because mommy got me my own bag, and they don't taste as good. I want to open up her bag, because those are where the good ones are. That makes sense?
No.
No. You're the host. You got to take us through this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did respond to the intro. That
that's
was really
it?
Cool.
You're done?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Not talking about the microphones or
The microphones. My obsession with being a sound snob. I am an audio snob. I mean when you listen to like episode one of the podcast, it's not very good. Like we had a 3.5 millimeter jack computer microphone plugged into the smartphone to record, and we've just discovered over time that the Samsung Galaxy S4 has some really good condenser mics in it, and if we get into the right room setup, we have a pretty good sound quality. In fact, that's what we're recording on now. But I have ordered two microphones, and so like I'll have the Samsung Q2 U microphone, and it has like a headset very close to the ATR 2100, because I'm going to be spending the gift cards that we got from Best Buy for my birthday, or that I got. And then the other thing I bought was the Logitech headset, so we'll see how that works.
And you still have $25?
$22 left on gift cards. And no, I'm not buying more covers for our smartphones or your smartphone. Good try though.
Is that including the cash?
Oh, no, then there's some cash, too, on top of that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm excited.
You said your coffee is in the microwave right now.
No, I think I finally took it out, but I know I didn't finish the coffee. It's sitting somewhere around this house.
You're crazy.
Not crazy. Cool.
I have a headache.
Oh.
Anyways, today, our topic is contacts and braces, because I've been wanting both of those things for I don't know how long, because I hate my teeth and I hate having glasses, and yeah, I want both of them really bad.
But we look like twins when we're wearing our glasses. I'm gonna be so sad. Will we still be twins?
Sure.
Twins.
Okay. I have to stop making noise. Dad's going to get mad at you.
Yeah, way to go, cat. Our pets have a way of getting into these episodes. But it's not like that test call I had with Brandon and Sean for Beyond the Rut, which was in the works. And Eartha got into the litter box next to where I was recording and just started scratching louder than she's ever scratched before. And I was like, seriously, cat? Like,
and then she left, and then she came back.
Then she came back and was even louder. And I'm like, cat, you never scratch that loudly. And fortunately, it was a test recording. We were just getting a feel for the equipment. Sean apparently doesn't know how technology works. And so it was a lot of push this button, push that button. No, Sean, don't do that. I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad. Sean was able to figure out the technology.
Eartha and I are cuddle buddies.
Oh, I thought we were cuddle buddies.
We can both be cuddle buddies. But every night, if she doesn't come and cuddle with me every night, then something's wrong with her. She always comes and she lays like on my chest, and she puts her little paw out and she goes She pets my face. It's so cute. Oh. And sometimes she sleeps on my pillow because most of the time I don't use my pillows.
When she does that paw thing to mommy or I, we kind of feel like she's like, shh, stop talking. Like just the way she does it, because she's like, because she's very deliberate about it. She stretches out, puts her paw in your mouth, and I'm like, dude, you like scratch poo around with that thing. Get it off me.
Oh, I just remember that. Anyways, back to contacts and braces. Oh, yeah. How do you feel about them?
Well, I feel like they'll cost me money.
No, duh.
Yeah. But
that's a given.
Yeah.
Everything costs money.
I think with the new job, though, it's just a matter of the right time. And so I know for braces, we needed to talk to the dentist to see if this is a good time for you to get braces. Mm-hmm. Because you may have to wait a few more years.
Which would suck.
Because you want to get them. It's weird. You want to get the braces. A lot of kids I knew when I was growing up did not want braces.
I don't want braces to look cool. I just want them so I could get my teeth straight. I'm not looking forward to the pain, but I do really want braces.
Okay. And it's a long, drawn... Well, I'll let the dentist talk to you about it. And then I'll see if I can finagle a way to pay for it.
Finagle a way? What does that mean?
Budget.
Finagle.
I don't have anything wrong with contacts. Mommy wears contacts. I used to wear contact lenses, but I have a wonky eye shape. I have what's called astigmatism.
Me too. It's not perfectly round like if I do this.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, that means our eyeballs are not shaped roundly like everybody else's, but more like a football. At least mine are. So it's really hard to find contact lens brands that'll fit to my eye. And then the last that I had, they dried out in my eyes a lot. And that was hard. I was always blinking rapidly. And that bothered me. So I just went to wearing my glasses. Plus, I have a hard time sticking things in my eyes. I just don't like it.
Whenever you go to get new prescription, it takes like 20 puffs to get it in your eye.
Oh, when they do the glaucoma test on me?
Yeah. And the first time I did it, I can't say this about my last time because it took like 3 times. But my first time I did it, it only took me once.
Yeah, you show off. Well, like even for a lot of people, like the first puff on one eye is fine. It's the second one that gives them a hard time. For me, I already know it's coming for the first eye. And so I'm like pulling back from the machine. The optometrist is ready to throw me out of the office. I don't know how they put up with me in this town.
I want to go with you next time.
No, it's embarrassing. And to all the doctors out there who've worked with me, thank you for your patience.
Okay.
What's up now?
Now, we're going to do the infamous Q&A.
Yeah, because that's what the show's called, right? Uh-huh. Family Time Q&A.
Podcast. And basically, if you haven't been to our podcast before, I'm going to ask Dad a question, and he has to answer it. He doesn't know what the question is. I prepared it in my mind, probably like in 2 seconds I'm going to prepare it. And then we're going to reverse it, or flip it, as Dad says. And he's going to give me a question that I'm not aware of, and we'll answer it from there.
Cool.
You are going to ask the question first.
Oh, but you just told the audience that you're going to ask the question first, so...
Oh. It's opposite day.
Okay, fine. All right, my question to you then. Move your paper. Thank you, because I want to put my paper here. All right, so what was the hardest thing you had to do at school this week? Oh, that's a trademarked theme song. Can't use it.
Sitting through first period, and I'm not going to say that teacher's name because I'm not going to, but she is so mean. Nobody likes her. And it's really hard to sit through her class because she says, she gives us a whole period to work on something, and then the last minute of the class, she says, "You shouldn't have done this," but she didn't tell us not to do that, and she only lets us write in pen. Mm. And she tells us not to scribble things out. So, do the math, and we have a problem. So, it's annoying.
And that teacher, I guess, has had a problem with lots of students and has a reputation of being too hard on her students. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm reading a book right now called Unbroken, and it's about this Olympic runner who got captured by the Japanese during World War II. And then there's one corporal in one of the prison camps named Watanabe, and he was very abusive to everybody. And one thing he was known for doing was he would beat a prisoner and then turn around and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?" And then later on, and then later on, she loves laying on paper. So there we go. And then later on, he would go and beat the same person again. And from what I've heard of this teacher, which upsets me, is that she's known for lashing out at her students because she wanted something done a particular way, but never communicated that to any of the students, but somehow expected the students to do it that particular way. She prides herself on that. I've heard her brag to us parents about how she loves having things a certain way, and she conveys that to her students and just smiles. But she's made some of your classmates cry, and even you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that upsets me a bit. And so Mommy and I have actually talked about it. And first of all, I love that you stay respectful towards her. So you won't even say her name and put it out there who this teacher is. And that one is very respectful.
Wait, before I forget, uh-huh. I have to say something. Kids are so afraid of her that they're scared to ask her a question because they're scared that she's going to scream at them.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like that towards me?
No.
Really?
Except when you're grumpy.
When am I grumpy?
This morning.
Oh, yeah. I need to write a blog post about that because I think I understand why I'm grumpy really just on Sunday morning. Because I was asking Mommy about it. Like, am I grumpy on Saturday mornings? She said, no, it's usually Sunday. I'm like, is it all day or is it usually gone by midday? And she, and no. Oh, I did finish the curriculum for church. Okay. Yeah. So I started thinking about it. Monday through Friday, I go to work. You guys don't really see me at breakfast time. And if you do see me in the morning, we're having breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, what do we typically do?
Pancakes and bacon.
First thing in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then do I usually sample some while I'm making some? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sunday, though, we make something different. And everybody sleeps in. And do I typically sample what I'm making on Sunday morning?
I don't know.
I don't. And so when it's time to eat, like food's ready, I'm like, all right, it's ready. What does everybody else in the family do on Sunday morning that I don't do?
I don't know.
Oh, well, when I was in the kitchen, where were you?
In here.
Yeah.
In my room.
Where was Jacob?
In his room.
In his room. Where was Mommy?
In her room.
Yep. All of you were just chilling out in your rooms while I was making breakfast. And I realized this because by the time I was done making breakfast, I was hungry because it was like 9 o'clock or 9:30. And then I served it up. Like usually like I'll hand plates off as you guys come out. But I took time to set the table, get the forks ready, get the knives ready, even try to get drinks ready for the people I knew what they wanted to drink. And I put the plates out. I was ready. So my thought was y'all would just get up, sit down, and we'd start eating. Guess what happened?
I slept.
You stayed in your room. Jacob stayed in his room. Mommy went and did a load of laundry. She put a load of laundry in. Well, Jacob actually came out first. So Jacob came out. He sat at the table first. And I was like, oh, good, we're ready. And then I saw you come out, and then you went back to your room. And I was like, oh, where's she going?
I did?
Yeah, you did. And Mommy came out lugging a hamper. And I'm like, now? Really? Like, I've been making breakfast for 30 minutes. That's 30 minutes she could have put that load of laundry into the washer. And she's doing it now when I'm ready and I'm hungry and, like, my coffee is ready. And then...
In the microwave?
No, actually, this was before the microwave. And so I'm ready. I'm hungry. Stomach's growling. So when they say that you feel like you're getting angry, there are four things to check first. And there's an acronym called HALT. Have you heard that before?
No.
Okay. So HALT... Are you hungry? Are you angry about something? Are you feeling lonely for some reason, or are you tired? And lonely could be I've been like away from everybody for a while. I've forgotten what it's like to hang out with people. So what's the first one on that?
Hungry.
Yeah. And so I was talking to Mommy about it. Like, so I'm hungry. Like when it's, you know, by the time everybody's sitting down. But everybody's taking their time sitting down. but I don't want to say anything because then everybody's like, oh, we got to sit down or dad's going to be angry at us. But mommy picks up on me being grumpy and then she starts to shut down. And then I get frustrated that she's shutting down and then she shuts down more. And then we get into that cycle and then everybody's like, oh man, this is awkward. And so, I think what I'll do next weekend and the weekend after and the weekend after is I'm going to have an experiment. And my experiment is that I am going to wake up first thing and eat something. So it'll be a yogurt, it'll be a piece of fruit, some coffee, but something just to tie me over until I make that breakfast. Because I want breakfast to be like that thing that just launches our day off to be a nice, relaxing day, energetic, family bonding, that kind of thing. But it kind of defeats itself if every other Sunday I'm grumpy because I'm hungry.
I think that's a good experiment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now I got to remember that's my experiment because it's going to be 7 days until that comes up again.
I'll remind you. Okay. Or at least I'll try to unless I forget.
You'll be my experiment buddy. Mm-hmm. Cool. Are you going to log like the results?
No, but we could tell them next time I'm on.
That's true, but that'll be 3 weeks. Maybe a family thing, like, hey, what was the, how was Grumpy Sunday?
And Grumpy
maybe,
Sunday.
Maybe we create a scale, like Grumpy Sunday, like, what would you say today was? 5? 10?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, whoa, everybody get out of the house. 1, this is the dad that we know.
5 to 6.
5 to 6?
Like 5.5.
5.5, okay. So today was a 5.5. Cool, because I kind of thought it was about a 5. And then, like, next week, we'll say, all right, how was Daddy on the scale on Sunday? Be like, 4, 3. I think if we're at 3 or below, we're on track. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Cool. Head bunkies? Achies. All right. You ready for my question to you?
That was your question to me.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wait.
What was your hardest thing to do this week?
That was, oh yeah, I did ask you a question. And then you said it was dealing with your first period teacher. And then we talked about, how do we talk about breakfast and hangry on Sunday mornings?
I guess you'll have to listen back and
yeah, that's what the record button's for. All right, so what's your question for me?
That doll in the corner. We'll put a picture of it in the show notes.
Oh my gosh, that doll is creepy. I'm not looking.
Oh, that's my question. Do you think that doll's creepy?
Yes. That doll is really creepy. I don't even like earlier today when you fell back asleep after breakfast and I cuddled with you a little bit. I saw the doll and I left. I love you.
That's why you left.
That's why I left.
Because you're cuddling and I felt you falling. Eartha, stop! I felt you falling asleep and you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah. And part of it is I didn't want to fall asleep either because I wanted to get some blogging done and I was feeling really inspired. But that doll creeped me out and I had to go. I love you.
I love you too. What about that doll, Isabel?
Isabel? No, not so much because I think because she looks modern. American Girl doll, whereas that one looks old-timey, creepy, something like Bunny would have on her show.
My friend Chloe from ballet, She had a whole room full of those dolls. I went in, I was at her house for a party that she had, and she was like, oh, come look at this room. I was like, I walked in there, and there's a bunch of those dolls. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going.
Man, I know it's kind of creepy, right?
You would have died in that room.
Yeah.
They were all over
the place. No, I wouldn't have because I would never have gone into that room once I saw the first doll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now you know. Do you think Mommy or Jacob think the doll is creepy?
I know Jacob does, but he thinks everything that I own is weird.
Yeah. But I thought he didn't believe in creepy things.
He doesn't believe in napkins.
Oh, that's true. No, he knows they exist. He just didn't believe in using them.
Yeah. It's kind of a 2-on-1 question.
Okay, what's the second part?
Okay.
Cheater.
You know how last time I was here, I asked you about what brand you would buy if you didn't know anything about pointe shoes?
Mm-hmm. And I said Capizio.
Uh-huh. Where was I going with this?
I don't know. What creepy doll would I buy if I had to buy a creepy doll?
No.
Okay.
You're making this up on the spot. Oh, yeah. I remember now. Okay. If you had to try one style of dance, what would it be? It could be like folkloric or tango or ballet or tap or jazz or It doesn't have to be ballet, tap, jazz.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
There are actually two dances I would really love to do. One of them, and both of them with your mom, of course. Tango. Mm-hmm. Just because I like the music that goes with tango. No. But anyway, so I like that dance, and I could picture mommy and I doing the tango. But then there are moments where the machismo just takes over in me, and I want to be all macho dancer guy. And then there's the paso doble. And
to me, my gosh.
Paso doble is the most macho dance in ballroom dancing.
Macho dance.
And so, you know, yeah, it's one of those moments where I'm back into that man box and I got to do something with machismo. And I want to do paso doble dance with mom as my cape. And, yeah.
You're crazy, boo.
Cool. So, what else we got? Because I think we're coming to the end of our show, right?
I think that's it.
That is? Do you have any announcements?
Before we go, I want to mention a new game that we bought. Actually, two. One of them, Mexican Train, and one of them is called Quelf. I'll explain Mexican Train first. Not really explain it, but it's like a domino game, and you try to build up your trains. Kind of like Uno, but with dominoes. First one, that's a horrible way to explain it. Well, it kind of is.
It's kind of like Uno and dominoes put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so first one to get rid of their dominoes wins. And it's really fun, and I love it. And then, Quelf. How would you explain Quelf?
Actually, we could just refer people to the episode where Jacob and I talked about Quelf.
Y'all talked about Quelf?
We did. Like, the day after we bought the game and played it, it was Jacob and I, our turn to record the podcast. And so, yeah, we already talked about Quelf. Oh. Sorry, we've deprived you of the Quelf experience. Quelf. Well, what was your take on Quelf? And I'll put the link into the show notes of the Quelf review from Jacob and I.
Okay, so it's kind of, there's a board. And it kind of looks like Candyland. It reminds me of Candyland. There's like a little tiles and like a snake. And you draw a bunch of cards and there's a bunch of actions and you have to do them all and blah, blah, blah. First one to the end wins. So
cool. Yeah. And that was a fun game too. Because that has like different categories and everybody's got to act silly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But mom refuses to play with it. We bought it. We played it that day. We never played it again.
I know. Because both mommy and Jacob are introverted people. And so it takes a lot for them to kind of be silly. So, in you and I don't think we have a problem being silly in front of people. Yeah, you could be a stranger.
I want to play in front of Beatty. I want to play in front of Beatty. And Beatty's one of Jacob's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jacob was like, no, we're not playing that in front of Beatty. He probably sounded like that too.
Yeah, but, probably.
Yeah, so Quelf is a lot of fun.
No more grumpy.
So I'll put a link to that episode where Jacob and I talk about Quelf into the show notes. And then if anybody's interested, I'll put a link into the show notes as well where you can buy the same set of Mexican Train that we have. I still don't understand why they call it Mexican Train. Like,
me neither.
It is like a borderline offensive name. I'm not Mexican, but it's like, why? What? I don't get it. Like, why is the train called Mexican Train?
Whenever we were playing,
there's nothing ethnic about the game. It's dominoes.
Whenever we were playing, maybe somebody that was Mexican made it up.
I don't know.
Whenever we were playing with Bryn at Bryn's house, which is where I got it from, my friend Bryn, they had like little colored trains. They're plastic and they're colored, and 23 minutes too.
You're not supposed to mention that. Anyway, what was your story? Brandon, okay. Somebody?
And they had colored trains. And so whenever we are playing, there's like a couple trains left. And she said, I'm going to make the Mexican train brown. Brown. Not to be racist, but that's how we'll know it's a Mexican train.
Mm. Yeah.
But she said it jokingly. Like she knew that she was.
Yeah, but that, like, why is it called Mexican Train? That's the only thing about the whole game that bothers me. Not the fact that there's like a million different ways to play it.
Why can't it be Canadian train or American train?
Because it's a public train, it's called Mexican Train. But I don't get it. Anyway, if you listening to the show know why the game is called Mexican Train, you know the history about it, please leave a comment in the show notes. Send us an email at jerrysdugan@gmail.com or go to the podcast page at therealjerrydugan.com and leave a voicemail because that is the conundrum. We don't know why it's called Mexican Train. But we love the game. It's fun. I think we're down to the sixes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're halfway through playing. We play like two rounds at a time, and then we come back to it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, hostess, you want to take us out of the episode?
All right. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Family Time Q&A podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, go to iTunes where you can subscribe, rate, and review this show. God bless.